It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game, every single day. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets. That's guaranteed. That's $150 win or lose. You can bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on one app that is safe, secure, easy to use. It is my favorite, FanDuel. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Ramiro. FanDuel.com/RAMIRO and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book. 21 plus and present in Mass. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Good morning. It's Leroy filling in for Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. Good morning. Good morning. In the news, follow the rules or your pockets could look really thin. And the juice are Tekashi 6ix9ine and a Boston Celtic really working together? And in sports, Julian Edelman has some valuable advice for Patriot Nations. But first, in Everett, face masks are now required for anyone over the age of 2 when in public space. If you're at a restaurant, obviously you can take them off when you're about to take a bite or sip in on your drink. But anything else, the mask got to stay on. If you don't follow the rules, you could get hit with a $300 fine. Connecticut, they're not playing when it comes to COVID-19. The state's Department of Public Health handed their first $1,000 fines to two people who had flown back to Connecticut after being in Louisiana and Florida. Now, neither of them filled out a health form that's required for anyone entering from a state with where there's a 10% or higher positive rate. One of them also didn't quarantine for the required 14 days and was fined another $1,000. And it looks like that along with Microsoft, Twitter is interested in buying TikTok's U.S. operations too. In the juice, if you watch Netflix hit series Tiger King, then you know that one of the biggest questions left unanswered is what in the world happened to Carol Baskin's husband, Don Lewis, who flat out just disappeared off the face of the earth. Well, family attorney John Phillips held a news conference yesterday and announced an independent investigation into Don Lewis's disappearance. The Lewis family also filed a lawsuit against Carol Baskin and are offering $100,000 in exchange for information to help solve the case. Super producer Swizz Beatz, he set the hip-hop world on fire after he went on Twitter and teased that Drake versus Kanye in a versus battle could be coming real soon. If that happens, y'all, hands down, it will be the biggest versus battle, period. And unfortunately, you knew there would be some issues once rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine was released from house arrest, and there's already a list of issues. All right, so one, there's a video of him riding on the New York City subway without a mask. Fans are upset with Boston Celtic Enes Kanter for linking up with Tekashi to promote a Turkish prison initiative. And now this video of a man taunting Tekashi. Things kind of escalate, and then Tekashi's security start rumbling with the man. Tekashi needs to lay really low. In sports, Major League Baseball is now thinking about setting up a bubble-type format for the playoffs. The Sox lost to the Rays 8-7. President Trump has jumped into the college football conversation, calling for college football games to happen this season and to not cancel. And Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman has moved on from Tom Brady, and you should too, saying, "I love him to death, but the train keeps moving." That's right. He goes on to say, "We got to worry about the people that we have here." My man, I like that. Celtics Grizzlies at 5, Sox Rays at 7:30, and the playoffs start tonight for the Bruins. Bruins Hurricanes at 8. Your good news of the day is a reminder to live life to the fullest no matter what. Dorothy Pollock is from Michigan. She's a grandmother, and she's 103 years old. Now, she has a bucket list, and she's still checking things off as she should. Her family said her latest move was to get a tattoo. She went and did it. That's exactly what she did. And to show how much of a rebel she is, after getting the tattoo, my girl jumped on the back of a Harley and rode off. That's what's up, people. Remember, you got to live, and that's your good news. This report was made hot by Benjamin Franklin Institute of Technology.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game, every single day. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets. That's guaranteed. That's $150 win or lose. You can bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on one app that is safe, secure, easy to use. It is my favorite, FanDuel. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Ramiro. FanDuel.com/RAMIRO and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book. 21 plus and present in Mass. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.